through low, been through sunshine, been through snow. All the colors of the weather. We've been through high, every corner of the sky. And still we're holding on together. And you got all my love, whether it rains or pours, I'm all yours. You've got all my love, whether hold you if you cry. Be my 1, 2, 3 forever. 'Cause you got all my love, whether it rains or pours, I'm all yours. You've got all.
your history. Met him before your peak. He's so connected to that woman that you used to be. But this sex will cloud your memory. A couple strokes will put it in, then you belong to me.
I got a man, but I want you. I got a man, but I want you. And it's just nerves, it's just making me think about someone new. You know I got so much to say. I try to hide it in my face and it don't work. You see through that I just wanna get with you in your life.
Hello.
Oh.
Hello.
It's Bryce.
Sorry. Excuse you. And Tanner.
And Cohen.
Hi, Cohen.
Hi.
Oh.
Hey. I don't feel like being here, guys.
Me either. It is the...
Me three either.
Okay, buddy. It is the day before Thanksgiving break.
Yay.
And I'm going to sleep and eat.
I wish. Me and my sister have the same break schedule, so I have to watch my sister.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah.
No.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Something's not right. Okay.
You're not right. You're
ooh,
left.
Got him.
Ooh.
Okay, buddy. This morning... it's November 26th on a Tuesday morning, obviously, because...
Very cold one.
It's not that cold.
What are you talking about?
It was in the 30s this morning.
It was actually in the 28s.
Well, when I left my house, it was in 30s.
Thirdlies.
Shut up.
All the single ladies.
Where'd you get that from?
Up in the club.
But as you... I don't know if this board is updated. As you find yourself on Thanksgiving, don't forget that,
I don't know what's going on, man.
Hang on, I don't remember what I was going to say.
Remember.
Oh, that on Thanksgiving, be thankful for something, and then the day after, it's Black Friday shopping. So, eat your hearts out and then go run through the stores on Friday.
You eat with your heart?
Yeah, definitely.
How does that work?
It's terrifying.
Questionable. But please remember that we are having our Black Friday holiday marathon running through 4 a.m. to 8 p.m. Yeah. So for y'all early folks that like to get up early in the morning, there's radio
first
for
y'all. I don't know how y'all can get up there.
I get up at like 6.
I didn't even
That's
know that
not
happening.
4 a.m.
I got up at 3 a.m. to work the polls once.
That was insane. Many people do it every single day.
Yeah, I can't do it every day, but that's just me. What happened over the weekend, you guys? I feel like it's been like forever since I've been here. But
it's been a week.
Yeah, it's the same as every other week.
I know, it just feels forever.
Forever, young.
I'm not going to talk about my weekend, so y'all can go.
Go, Cohen.
I worked and then I hung out with Jace.
Aww.
And that was all my weekend.
Where'd you guys go?
To his house and to Subway. We got two free brownies.
Nice.
Lucky. Oh my gosh. I just seen that somebody is releasing I gotta find the email. They sent it to me and I literally wanted to go get it like right after school. Chocolate peppermint cookie with Oreo. Please tell me that does not sound good.
It sounds pretty good.
Thank you, Cohen.
Where's it at?
Jimmy John's.
Oh, I haven't been to Jimmy John's in years.
I love Jimmy John's.
I just want a sandwich. I don't care for the cookie.
Sandwiches are so good.
I love sandwiches.
What's a cold cut?
A cold sandwich. A cold cut sandwich.
So you don't toast the bread. You just eat cold.
Mm-hmm.
I do too.
Ew.
Huh. Toasting the bread is good sometimes.
Yeah.
Just depends on the bread.
Yeah.
I get the same bread every time.
I usually get white bread, but sometimes they'll have like some special kind.
I get the one with the cheese stuff on top.
Yep. This is good.
From Subway. Yep. I used to get that. Now bless I get you. Regular. I
mean, you're welcome.
Bless you. I used to get the one you were talking about, but now I just get regular. And I used to get the chicken that they had because it was really good at the time, and they got rid of it. I got ham and cheese.
I like vegetables.
I love their vegetables.
The bread reminds me of a everything bagel without the little seeds from Starbucks.
What's an everything bagel?
I'm done.
One of the best bagels ever created.
I don't like bagels.
I love a plain.
So then you don't need to know about bagels.
I love a plain bagel.
It's a good point. It's a good point.
I don't. If I eat a plain bagel, it's gotta be toasted. If I just eat a cold, hard, plain bagel, no, thank you.
Okay.
We actually need to get into it.
Yeah. Oh, also, so yesterday, I was not here.
Yeah, you were.
Was I?
Yeah, you were.
I was in here in my hopes and in bed.
Yeah. You were here.
Girl,
but I got promoted to an uncle. Thank you.
Unk status.
Okay, all right. We need a button in here for that.
Unk status.
But, so.
Boo this man.
Boo. But, so yeah, that happened yesterday, so I was not here for yesterday. So that was fine. But today.
Today.
You're supposed to say today, Cohen.
Oh, today. So I don't know, man.
Repeat.
So first.
Today. We are talking about final meals and death row meals.
Yes.
And a feature. We're going to have our own on here. So.
A creature feature.
Huh? Yes.
A creature feature. Feature the creature.
I introduced my sister to Goosebumps yesterday. The series.
It's beautiful.
So.
Goosebumps is fire.
I know.
So without further ado. Let's get started on this episode of the BNC True Crime Show.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. First up.
Of course, I get added to the one about food. What are you calling me, Bryce?
Nothing.
Girl, be so for real.
Right. What are you calling me? Come on.
Okay, pick one.
Oh, I'm going to draw down the list.
No.
Okay, well, I'm starting at the top of the list. One of the world's most renowned serial killers, John Wayne Gacy. John was put to death in Illinois by lethal injection at the age of 52. He was sentenced to death for, something I can't say, and 33 counts of murder. For his last meal, Gacy requested 12 pieces of fried shrimp, a bucket of original recipe KFC chicken, French fries, and a pound of strawberries. Now, here's what's ironic about this. Prior to being convicted, Gacy actually managed 3 KFC restaurants.
As he should.
Get
it, girl.
You go.
Oh, I go?
You go.
You go.
Pick one.
Okay,
watch
I'm going to...
your own.
Hold on.
Boop.
I'm going to do Elvis Presley.
Okay,
Elvis.
Elvis's last meal was not one of his famed fried peanut butter and banana and bacon sandwiches, but he took care of business with a non-too-surprising 4 scoops of ice creams and 6 chocolate chip cookies on August 16th,
1977. Harriet.
Tanner.
Did he actually die on a toilet?
Yeah.
Did he really?
Yep.
Yeah, I think so.
That's crazy.
Nobody's allowed in his bathroom now.
I know, but have you guys seen that thing that, his daughter was dating somebody, and they broke the guy that she was dating broke into like the upper part of the house.
Uh-huh.
I've seen that. I was like,
to like
true.
See his stuff.
Yeah, because like the whole like if you go to what is it called, Graceland? Is that what it's called?
Hmm.
Hang on.
That's kind of crazy because famous people whose like famous parents have died, they probably go through that a lot.
It's Elvis Presley's Graceland, and you can go do tours at it, and you can only go on the first floor.
Mm.
You can't go on the second floor because of all the stuff that happened on the second floor. So
what's on the second floor?
Where he died. right.
Oh, that's it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, I want to do... Let's see. Okay, I'm going to do Princess Diana.
Oh.
Yeah. Her family killed her. That man killed her. I don't care. Anyways, before her tragic death on August 31st, 1997, Diana enjoyed a meal of Dover sole, vegetable tempura, and a mushroom and an asparagus omelet at the restaurant
L'Espiadon
inside the Paris Ritz-Carlton.
Carlton? Ritz-Carlton?
I can't. The letters are really small, guys.
How are they? They are not small.
Yeah, they are.
We have a size 12 font. Okay.
That's pretty small.
So
exactly.
Oh, okay. In my ear. Next up, we're going to go with Timothy McVeigh. Timothy. He was commonly known as the American terrorist behind the Oklahoma City bombing. Was put to death in Indiana, by lethal injection at the age of 33. He was sentenced to death for 168 counts of murder. For his last meal, McVeigh requested 2 pints of mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Ooh, best.
Come on.
Huh?
Top tier ice cream.
I want to do, was it Michael Jackson that was on here?
Yeah.
Michael Jackson. Okay. About to embark on a comeback tour, the King of Pop passed away under suspicious circumstances on June 25th, 2009. But his last meal was a rather healthy spinach salad with a chicken breast.
Period. So I'm talking about a salad.
People don't think he actually died.
Yeah, there's a lot of rumors about that.
I don't think he actually died, but...
Your name is Ghost Squid?
What?
LOL. That's the same. They also don't think Tupac died.
Or
Elvis Presley. There's some guy that's like basically just like him.
Okay, yeah. Here's my thing about Michael Jackson. As such a pop star, why would you have a closed casket funeral?
Because you don't want people stealing stuff off your body.
Being looked at. What if he just wanted to be hidden during his death?
And he didn't want people stealing stuff off his body or his body parts because people are crazy.
And then also people were just like laughing at the funeral. I understand you have a good time at the funeral, but
people
like,
are crazy.
Exactly. That just proved your point, man.
I don't know. Okay. There's so much to not know about right now.
I want to do Ted Bundy.
You do Ted Bundy.
Okay. No, we won't whisper again. Sorry, guys. Okay.
Okay.
Bundy was one of the most notorious serial killers in America history and was put to death in Florida.
Sorry.
Really? He was put to death in Florida by the electric chair at the age of 43. He was sentenced to death for grape I didn't say the full word. I said grape. If you know, you know. Necrophilia, prison escape, and more than 35 counts of murder. Bundy declined a special meal, so he was given the traditional meal, steak cooked medium rare, eggs cooked over easy, hash browns, toast with butter, can you stop? Butter and jelly, milk and juice. Will you stop it?
He's just so happy he wrote the script and everything.
No, literally.
That's okay.
You're so excited.
Let's see her. I'm going to go with a pop star. I'm going to go with Miss Whitney Houston. I want to dance with somebody.
She's dead?
Yeah.
Honey, she's been dead.
Honey, I didn't know.
Whitney Houston. Honey. Obviously, she's a Grammy winning singer, actress, and producer drowned in her Beverly Hills hotel room on February 11th, 2012. Beforehand, she had ordered a hamburger and turkey sandwich along with a side of fries, champagne, and a Heineken through her hotel's room service.
What is a Heineken?
It's a type of beer.
Oh,
I thought it was chicken.
I didn't know she drowned. That's sad.
I didn't even know she was dead.
And it's part of that conspiracy theory with all the
You don't need computers.
No, I'm saying it's with the it's with like the Beyonce and Jay-Z and all that.
You know who's jealous of Adele?
Beyonce.
All right, my turn.
No.
Your turn.
John Lennon, on the way out to his New York recording studio, former Beatles frontman John Lennon enjoyed a corned beef sandwich with the plan to have a larger meal once he got home. Sadly, on his return, he was gunned down by Mark David Chapman outside his apartment on what are you doing? On December 8th, 1980.
Do you guys like corned beef?
No.
I don't know what that is.
I don't even know what it is. Me either. But I don't.
I've seen it in stores. It's disgusting. It looks disgusting. It's, if you did it like, if you get it in the meat counter, it's really bloody.
Ew, please stop.
And then if you get it in like the, because you can get it in a can too.
Mm-hmm.
It's really like, it reminds you of spam.
Ew.
Hey, what is wrong with spam? Some
people like spam. You eat your mail?
Huh?
You eat your mail?
What?
What is wrong with you?
You eat your mail?
My mail or my nail?
Your mail.
Mail. M-A-I-L.
You said you eat spam.
I just
finally
got it. No. I don't eat spam, no. Partner. I'm just saying some people eat it and some people think it's good.
I'm not saying other people can't eat it. I'm just saying I don't.
Okay, buddy.
I think it's gross. So you know what I'm thinking?
What are you
doing? Are you in my brain?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Yar. Thank you, Cohen.
You're welcome.
Who's up next?
No. I'm going to do Ronnie Lee Gardner. Ronnie was put to death in almost. Why did you?
I didn't do it. That was Cohen.
That was not me.
I almost said Ulta, but Utah by firing squad of at the age of 49. He was sentenced to death for burglary, robbery. Whoa. Burger.
Burger.
Burglary.
He did burger.
Guys. Burger.
I can't believe he died at an Ulta.
How do I say it?
Burglary. Wait, no. I said it wrong.
Burglary. Burglary. Burglary.
Okay. You get it. Robbery and two counts of murder for his. You didn't put a period. Okay, for his last meal, Gardner requested a steak, a lobster tail.
It's too late now.
Hush. A lobster tail, apple pie, vanilla ice cream, and to eat it all while watching the Lord of the Rings trilogy. Period.
Trilogy.
Shut up. Anyways, Lord of the Rings on top.
Burger.
I can't believe you having a firing squad go on you in an Ulta.
See, we can
burger.
I thought I said Ulta, and it looks like burger.
He was just trying to get some soaps, man. Come on.
Why are you making fun of me, guys?
No one's making fun of you.
Clearly
you
are.
Nar.
I guess it's just make fun of Tammy.
Yep. Teresa Lewis. Teresa was put to death in Virginia by lethal injection at the age of 41 years old. She was sentenced to death for murder, conspiracy, and robbery.
Why are you laughing? You're crazy.
Conspiracy?
Yeah.
I didn't know you could, like...
Conspire against your country?
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought, like, conspiracy theories.
No.
Oh, like, that's why I was laughing.
You're crazy. Maybe you're
crazy.
LOL.
I took it the wrong way.
So what? Because I say the Loch Ness Monster is real, now I get put on death row?
Yeah.
We're going to get abducted by aliens.
He is a Loch... It's real.
Anyways, let's just keep going.
For her last meal, Lewis requested fried chicken, peas with butter, apple pie, and a Dr. Pepper to drink.
Why did you get country?
Because it just seemed country.
No.
Thank you, honey.
No.
Teresa Lewis is...
No, please stop.
Who checked it off?
I thought you were done.
I wanted to check it off.
Oh, my God. Come on, go.
Oh. Ricky Ray Rector. It's my favorite.
Ricky Ray Rector.
Okay, read.
Rector was put to death in Arkansas by lethal injection at the age of 42. He was sentenced to death for two counts of murder. For his last meal, Rector mentally incapacitated during his time on death row. What?
He was very mentally odd. Mentally incapacitated.
I said the word right. It's just you sentenced this weird.
Ha ha.
He requested steak, fried chicken, cherry Kool-Aid, and pecan pie. He left the pecan pies behind, though, telling a guard that he was saving it for later.
Oh, cherry Kool-Aid is the worst flavor.
What? Later? That's crazy.
Did you say cherry Coke?
No, oh, I love cherry Coke. Cherry Kool-Aid is the worst.
What
Kool-Aid
is the flavor?
So wrong. That is so wrong.
I don't know, but it's not cherry.
Cherry's so good.
You're lying to yourself.
What?
I like the shark one.
The shark
one? What?
You guys don't know the shark Kool-Aid?
My favorite is the dragon fruit.
Are we talking about the powders or are we talking about the packets?
The like ones you eat, like Lunchables and stuff.
Are we talking about the jammers or the packets?
The jammers.
Oh, the best jammers are the grape ones. Mark me wrong.
They're pretty good, but the dragon fruit ones better.
Strawberry kiwi?
I'm talking about the powder that you put and make at home.
The
grape.
No. Charcoalberry Finn. That's what it's called.
I forgot about that.
It is so good.
I need
it
to
is
see
pretty
a
good,
picture.
But still grape.
Here's the charcoalberry Finn.
Okay.
He's on a shark.
I see that.
Wonderful.
He's on a shark.
Okay. Well, if you're tuning in, this is
what is your name?
Yeah. I was yawning. This is Bryce.
I did not look like a yawn. And Tanner.
And Cohen.
And this is the BNC True Crime Show on WBDG.
You just don't know who or where you are.
FMHD1 Indianapolis. Your station for variety, obviously. Because we bring the variety. We don't bring,
we bring the
boom. That's what we
do. Okay, guys.
We just shared a brain cell there.
I was supposed to say variety.
Oh, yeah. Your station for
variety.
Yeah.
And we bring the boom.
That's what we do.
We bring the boom.
We bring the boom to you.
I'm
That's
scared.
All I know of the song.
We bring the boom.
Bring you know me as the Rizzler.
I still have... Oh, I just hit my chin. Anyway, shut up.
Mean.
I don't care. Okay. I think this is the last person before...
It is the last person before us.
Can
we,
I talk?
Should we?
Can I talk?
Question.
But...
Stop screaming in my ears.
I don't care.
Should we each do a different person?
Do you want to?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Let me read this last person, guys. Okay. Angel. What is his name?
Angel Nieves Diaz.
That. Angel was put to death in Florida by lethal injection at the age of 55. He was sentenced to death for murder, kidnapping, and armed robbery. Diaz declined the last meal, so he was served the regular prison meal, which he declined to eat as well. So he ate absolutely nothing. And
then why is he on this list?
No, literally.
Just because. So this is a part of our featured episode that is Rank the Death Row Meal. Yeah. Ate that up. So,
why is mine so big, guys? It looks
no,
like my big bag.
Look at mine.
I put like four items on mine, and then he said, oh, that's a lot. And I was like, what? It's a lot? And then he showed me his, and it was two sticky notes long.
That's too funny.
LOL.
Okay, so...
We look like big bags compared to him.
That's okay.
Because I had to make my short, because Bryce was calling me a big bag.
No, I was not.
Yes, you
while
were.
While reading it, do you want to add something?
No, it's fine.
Sorry, Cohen.
Fine.
Yeah.
So we're each trying to rate a different person's, and once we're done with that, we're going to rate it out of 10. No, we're actually going to rate it out of the boom or the doom scale.
I don't know that kind of scale, guys.
Boom if it's good, doom if it's bad.
Okay.
Okay?
Does it get a boom or a doom?
Okay.
Let's find out.
Who's reading
first?
Who's?
I'm reading Cohen's.
Oh no.
Cohen's last meal would be a slice of pumpkin pie.
A slice, a whole.
Oh, a whole
it
pumpkin pie.
It doesn't say a slice.
Root beer. Tea, like hot or cold?
Cold, sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Cold, sweet tea. Fresh, homemade, cold, home, sweet tea.
Home.
Dragon fruit, Salisbury steak, mac and cheese, ramen,
I love mac and cheese.
Sushi.
Yep.
I'm going to give it a boom.
I give boom.
What do I you got boom boom. I just boo boomed.
How do you spell chocolate?
C-H-O-T-T-O-L-L-E.
I got it.
Okay, Cohen.
I guess I'll do Tanner, so then she doesn't have to do her own.
I could only do yours.
Yeah, first thing is the birria.
Oh my god.
Did I say that wrong?
Birria tacos.
Birria tacos from food truck.
Birria?
Let's see how you say this one.
Elote. Elote.
Elote.
Elote. Sweet tea, pumpkin pie, chocolate chip muffin, mint chocolate chip ice cream, her mom's strawberry brownie, peppermint mocha from Starbucks, mom's mac and cheese, uncle's buffalo chicken dip, cherry coke, a Bueno candy bar, and turbo chips, and chocolate waffles.
What do you give it, Cohen?
I give it a boom.
That was so cutie. Don't do it again.
I give it a boom.
I can hear the feedback.
I'm scared.
Okay, Tanner, that was funny. For the big reveal. What is Bryce's?
Mine looks bigger than yours.
Well, it's because mine is like two pages. Oh, wait. That sounds bad. Mine's like the end of a page to the beginning of a page.
Okay, for Bryce's, for Bryce Kennedy's last meal. Sorry. A Pepsi, Costco chicken bake, omelet, hash browns, mango, strawberries, pineapple, Caesar salad, French fries, mac and cheese, pizza from Costco, Texas Roadhouse rolls, Jimmy John's number one.
The Pepe. Yep, add bacon. Extra Jimmy peppers.
Okay. Cheesecake, chicken nuggets from McDonald's.
Sweet and sour sauce.
Yep. And Route 44 sweet tea at Peach from Sonic.
The best. Okay. Period. Boom or doom?
Boom.
I'll give it a boom.
All of them are going to immediately be a boom anyways.
Okay, so whose was the best?
Mine.
It's mine, obviously.
It's mine, definitely. I have
no,
variety.
I'll give Tanner's. I think Tanner's is better.
I have
Tanner's
variety.
Like this. Tanner's like the radio station. She has a variety.
Shut up, Bryce.
That one ate up.
That was so corny.
I did not enjoy that.
He kept looking at me when I was taking a drink. I hate like when people look at me and say,
What?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
I'm scared.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
We have about
10 minutes.
10 minutes, but 5 minutes really, for us because we have something else to do at the end.
Why would you do that?
Yeah,
I dropped it.
This is not very mindful of you, Cohen. let's think back. This is about Black Friday shopping. Okay, have you guys ever went Black Friday shopping?
Yeah.
Have you guys ever like have your parents?
My parents have.
Okay. What was the one
My
thing?
My parent. What?
Real.
I make that clear.
Can we get on with the conversation?
Conversation?
I want to get on with the conversation.
I just spit so bad when I did that.
You remind me of that TikTok. The long red teeth.
I'm not going to do that again.
These long red teeth are only $8 at Target, guys.
What are you doing?
Shut up.
It's over there.
I was like, who's out there yelling?
Get on with the conversation.
Okay. What was the one thing you guys asked for as a kid that was on Black Friday sale?
Dude, I don't know.
I remember very vaguely the VTech smartwatch.
What is that?
It's like you could take pictures with it. It was so cool. I have pictures. I have pictures with my aunt on there. If I can find it.
Oh, you got it?
I think I do still. I think it's at home.
I think I probably asked for art stuff. I probably asked for a Nintendo or like the Nintendo that hooks up to your TV.
Oh my gosh, the Wii?
No.
The Switch.
The Nintendo Wii was the best.
Not the Switch.
No. The
Wii U?
The Wii was the best. I don't care what you guys say.
Wii was the best. There's the Wii U, the Switch.
the DS.
Oh my god.
Not the DS. DS doesn't go to your TV.
Stop. I know, but I love my DS. Did you have a DS?
No.
I had a DS and a 3DS.
That one.
I had a 3DS too.
Oh, that's the
That's the OG.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's the NES.
I also remember having asked for a Play Kitchen too, and I got it, and it had like it wasn't even a Play Kitchen; it was like a Play grocery store, and it had a working like belt. I just love.
Oh, I asked for an Easy Bake Oven.
I had one.
Oh my gosh.
My sister got one. I never did, but I used hers.
I made brownies. I'm pretty sure I burnt something.
I don't know if I would trust that.
They're pretty good.
I ate it, but I'm pretty sure I also burned something. So
that's okay.
Me too. I blew it up on accident.
Okay. Okay, Cohen. So, this is a part of me and Tanner's show that we like to call Let's Battle
Rock,
It Out.
Rock, Paper, Scissors.
Rock, Paper, Scissors, or Let's Battle Out. Today, we have not picked nobody to do Rock, Paper, Scissors with. So,
we picked nobody to be our winner. That's what you should have said. We have three people to play Rock, Paper, Scissors with.
On the block.
On the block.
O block?
Cohen?
Yeah?
Pick an artist, not a song. Pick an artist. Tanner, pick artist.
Tyler Crater?
Okay.
Okay.
Pick your favorite.
We're just gonna go with Rihanna.
Okay, let me find
mine. Rihanna.
Rihanna.
Ariana Grenade.
I'm here with Ariana Grenade.
Who? Ariana Grenade. Let's see.
This is for you, Bryce, not with you.
No, literally. This is loose.
I'm going to go Beyonce.
You literally just picked
Guess who's jealous
side.
Of Adele?
Beyonce. Oh, I'll go with Adele then. Yep, I'll go with Adele.
Okay.
What?
I already did it.
It's okay. It's Friday. Oh, you know what? Never mind.
It's Friday?
I will go with a Christmas song. No artist, just a Christmas song.
Bro, we haven't even made it past
Well, you should go with that one girl that's like, it's time.
Mariah Carey.
Yeah, Mariah Carey.
No,
okay.
No,
so,
no.
Tanner up against Cohen. Let's battle it out.
Best out of three. Can you shut up?
Gotta let other people talk, Bryce. Gosh.
Okay, best two out of three.
Did you just hit your head?
No. My glasses.
Okay, one, two. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh, Cohen's up to one.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Okay, right. We're tied.
It all comes down to this.
This.
Can you shut up? Oh my god.
You're not the host.
I am.
Shh.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Cohen won.
Okay, Cohen.
You do scissors first every time.
You're up against
because
me,
he does
buddy.
Scissors every time. I don't know how you play.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
It's a game of strategy.
I don't have that.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Do scissors every time. Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Wow.
Hello.
A game of strategy.
Okay, he won with Tyler the Creator. What song do you
After
want?
After the Storm.
Burr.
What?
It's not your song choice.
Got him.
Earthquake.
Make my earthquake.
You be picking some questionable songs, and I don't say nothing.
Who?
You.
Okay, buddy.
Okay, buddy boy.
So we're going to end it here. It's been a great time here.
And I'll be on the next show, too.
Maybe.
Oh, wait. It is my show.
Oh, wait, on the next show, yeah.
It wasn't that funny.
Sorry. But it's been Bryce.
And Tanner.
And Cohen.
Say
oh,
your
and
name.
Cohen. And Cohen.
And, yeah, we're leaving it here. So happy Thanksgiving, everyone. And make sure to tune in on Friday for that Black Friday holiday marathon. And it's getting closer to Christmas time.
Oh, my
so
God, no.
It's getting cold.
Eat food.
Huh?
Eat food.
Eat much food. Eat food.
What's the song you want?
After the storm. You don't listen.
At all.
You're right, I don't. Okay.
Eat food. Bye.
Get your ears checked, buddy.
Eat food. Bye.
Eventually comes back to you. So you gotta be careful, baby, and look both ways before you cross my mind. Just look at